We were hunting last night, or yesterday, and we were at this place that down at Dunn, it was considering that meteor, whatever it was. And it's on top. It's a mountain, really. It's down by Mount Rainier. And it was about whatever time it went over. Sun top lookout ranger station. And it was 5,000 feet up. And we were trying to start a fire, and we saw it coming from about, you know, way up there, about, you know, way up the mountain, wherever it was from. And we watched it all the way down until it broke up. And we were watching through binoculars. And we watched it fall in the whole routine. So I was wondering, you know, and we didn't think anything about it until we came home and got this, you know, later this afternoon, and they were talking about it all over the place. So we thought we could call somebody up and see if we had anything that we could use.
Okay, now this is by the Sun Top Lookout Station?
Yeah, it's right down by Mount Rainier. It's on 410 going up in the path. It's on the Huckleberry Creek. You take the Huckleberry Creek exit.
Okay. Now, approximate time, do you have any idea of what?
Well, let's see, we're up at 5,000 feet. It just got dark out. I mean, you know, before you could see the sun still kind of, and it just got dark out. So I would say it's probably about 8:30, whatever time it was.
Yeah, 8:30.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
The reason I asked this is because there are several objects involved.
Yeah. We saw two of them. We just got a glimpse of the second one. But the one we saw is paralleling. They're coming kind of northeast from the mountain. We saw it first. It was at the northeast, and it, you know, kind of paralleled the mountain. And it looked like right over Chinook Pass in the Yakima area someplace. It just kind of crumpled up and went down.
Now, you say this was coming from the northeast?
Yes, from the northeast a little bit. It was more from east.
And kind of running parallel with the mountain range?
Yeah. And it was really strange because we just saw it. And we right away we were looking at it through binoculars. And I don't even know how far away from it we were, but from what we saw, it looked, you know, it was flaming, whatever it was, and it had a, you know, a tail on it. And I thought it was just a king-sized skyrocket, but then it couldn't be that. So if that's what it looked like, the tail was about, from where we were, it was about 100 yards long. It's pretty gigantic, and it looked like a plane chasing it. It was probably up there for somebody.
You say it looked like there was a plane chasing it?
Yeah. It looked, you know, it was behind it about, you know, 15 minutes or so, but whatever it was we saw was really boogie. It was really moving right along.
Yeah. And that was just the one or two?
That was the one.
One, okay.
And then we saw it, if it got about parallel with it, which is about, well, I'd say down a little more, about 10 miles more south towards Mount Rainier, we saw it break up. And it went down, and it wasn't flame anymore, so I think it was whatever it was all out of flame. If you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, it broke up into about, we don't know how many feet, but it was really strange looking. Then we got a glimpse of another one. I think it was the one that everybody's talking about, people by Mount Rainier over there.
But this first one was followed by aircraft.
It might have been. We saw, you know, airplane lights were definitely following it.
Yeah.
And within you know, a certain specific area, they were following, following me in, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. They were tracking pretty close, and as soon as we saw it, there was, it's all kinds of airplanes all over the place. And that's all we saw, pretty much.
And then this was followed by another object that you saw?
The other object that we saw was coming in a completely different direction.
Okay.
And it was over by, we're between kind of like Enumclaw and Mount Rainier, up on Chinook Pass. We're kind of northeast of Mount Rainier. And obviously northeast of us. And we saw one kind of pass between us and Mount Rainier. We just saw a glimpse of it, and we didn't see any more. Look, there's another one that went down. We didn't see it.
And that was about,
within 10 minutes after the other one.
We'll say about 8:40 then.
Yeah, I don't know if those were the right times, but we saw it, right together. They were real close.
Okay, and now on that first one, approximately how long were you watching it?
Oh, how long were we watching? 3 minutes about, I guess. It lasts a long time.
That long?
Yeah.
Okay, now how about that second one?
No, I don't know, about 10 seconds.
That's just a flashby.
Yeah, just a flashby. But that, I mean, the one that we saw was just, you know, it was just coming. It wasn't going down, it wasn't going up, it was just paralleling the top of the mountain, just the same elevation all the time, just going right through the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, I was watching through the binoculars laughing, and I just thought, you know, it just kind of got real brighter a second, and it just kind of broke up and went down. And that's all we saw. After that, I mean, we saw, you know, it just passed, you know, that's all we saw. We didn't see anything like that.
Right. No sound.
No, we didn't hear any sound.
Could you hear that aircraft that was falling in?
No, we couldn't. That was being drowned out by an airplane that was going right over the top of us about that time, which I think was the Ranger who was checking us out.
Oh.
I should tell you the truth, but he was the Ranger, whoever it was, was going over the top of us, was in a prop plane, and he was pretty loud.
Yeah, they can get pretty noisy.
So he was drowning out the rest of whatever we heard.
Uh-huh.
And whoever was up there in that plane definitely saw it, because if they couldn't have missed it, you know, like, it was like somebody holding a mask up in the sky.
Uh-huh.
It was really impressive.
Okay, is there any other information you'd add to that? Well, talk to anyone else that saw it.
Well, me and my friend were there, but he has the same thing, you know, we kind of worked this out before we talked to him.
Well, we sure appreciate your calling.
Yeah, you know, anything else, you know, you have any questions or anything, we'd be glad to answer.
Okay, well, if anything comes up, we should be on the phone calling you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm, bye. Bye.